Welcome to the podcast, Your Time with James Sweetman. Hi, I can't believe we're into episode 11 already of the podcast. Where has the last 11 weeks gone? Anyway, this week's topic is all about be a better you this summer. Now, as I'm recording this, the sun is sort of shining, but certainly here in Ireland, we've not had the same summer weather as we did last year. But as a taxi driver said to me during the week, if we're looking for better weather, we need to go about 2,000 miles south and maybe hit a point to that. But anyway, this week's topic is all about being a better you this summer. And I often think, like, you know, the flowers, the shrubs in the garden, they're all in bloom at this time of the year. And somehow it's an opportunity for us to look at ways of blooming or blossoming even more in our own lives. You know, as humans, we are hotwired to grow. We all want to evolve into something that's more than we currently are, usually based around, you know, greater levels of emotional fulfillment or happiness. You know, some people crave more money or status. You know, other people seek more confidence, freedom, or simply love, I think is what's behind an awful lot of it. And when we contemplate it, I think what we're all seeking is to grow into that idealized or better version of ourselves. You know, we can picture this 2.0 version, if I put it that way, as more purposefully aligned with our values and passions in life. And maybe we visualize harnessing our strengths and best qualities, perhaps even uncovering hidden talents, you know, as we endeavor to perhaps fully inhabit our potential. Ultimately, we all just want to experience joy and fulfillment, of course. So as the days are perhaps warmer, but certainly the evenings are longer, although we're nearly at the shortest day, I have a few tips or insights to share with you this week that maybe allow us to maximize summer so that we can bloom and grow into the best versions of ourselves. So the first point I'm going to share with you is around making a conscious effort just to get up a little earlier. Now, I hear all the groans already, but it's something that I try to do during the summer months, particularly when, you know, here in this part of the world, you know, at the height of summer, it's bright at 4:30 a.m. You know, sometimes I need the eye mask beside me to go back asleep when the room gets a little brighter. Robin Sharma, the Canadian speaker, writer, coach, his new book is called The 5 a.m. Club, and it, you know, it heralds the advantages of being up early, and he lists all of the famous people who work out at 5 o'clock or do meditation at 5 o'clock or get stuck into their writing or goals for the day when half the world is still asleep. So there is a point to it. But I like to view it slightly differently. You know, whilst it, yes, for sure, it can be a challenge to swing my legs out of bed at an earlier hour. Once I'm up, and particularly when I venture out into the young, bright, light, still morning, I tend to never regret it. I usually find it as a little gift of a gift to myself. It's often a time when I feel most alive, and it's a very clear-headed time, I find. Oftentimes it's out with the dog, you know, and you might exchange a knowing smile with the other early risers who, or the joggers or the cyclists, you know, people who also recognize the benefits of this early precious time, as it were. And as I often say, sometimes we need more than just sleep to replenish us. There's always that difference between, you know, being genuinely tired, where you do need sleep to rest and recover. But then there's also that, how would you say it? It's a bit like, you know, if you're not using the laptop, it goes into standby mode. You know, sometimes the body is sluggish because it's not being used enough. But I know when I do get up earlier and I make a conscious point of doing it, it's always a real gift to myself, some precious me time. So that's the first little suggestion I would offer you this summer. And somehow it is easier when at least the mornings are brighter, you know, to get up, even if it was 20 minutes earlier, and to do something purposeful for yourself in that time before the urgencies of the day encroach upon us. There are certainly times when life can seem like a never-ending to-do list. So this summer, my intention is to do less but be more. And in that regard, I love the phrase of fueling your soul. It's one I've been using for a while, but it's a very heart-driven concept, I think, one of fueling your soul, a term for me that incorporates connecting with my wells of inspiration, but also resourcing myself so I can reconnect with an enhanced sense of vibrancy, enthusiasm, and well-being. You know, with the stresses and strains of modern life, fueling your soul more consciously, it doesn't just boost energy levels, but for me, it also enhances my levels of motivation. It makes me feel stronger and more resilient, and arming me to respond more effectively to life's challenges. That's how I would view it. So when you ponder your sources of inspiration and activities that make you feel good on the inside, perhaps, you know, set your intention to purposely spend some more time involved in those pursuits this summer. The beauty is that for many of the activities that fuel our souls, or certainly fuel my soul, they're free or they cost very little. And sometimes we can just refer to these as the simple pleasures of life, you know, perhaps going for a walk in nature or curling up with a good book, listening to your favorite uplifting music, perhaps tuning into a podcast or a guided meditation. There's so many of them that are free and online now. Perhaps catching up with a friend, you know, packing a picnic and heading off for the day. One of mine, when the weather is good, is just having a stroll on the beach, or even better yet, going for a bit of a paddle. And there's always different activities on, whether it's concerts or specific exhibitions in galleries and that during the summer, I find. And that's something that I try to connect with more, or make the conscious effort to go to. Something that I tend to do myself every so often is pick up a nice magazine and go through it. And of course, one of the things we can do when we look at magazines is get great ammunition for those vision boards. You know, the way you can pull out nice pictures and stick them as a reminder of something that you want to create or achieve in your own life. And of course, summertime, well, I suppose Dublin here is full of tourists most time of the year. But there's that old concept of just be a tourist for the day, you know, even if it's in your own, you know, hometown. And they're all very simple ideas. And as I say, they don't really cost a huge amount of money. It's more of the intention of doing it. But very quickly, you know, the weeks go by, as we know. And why not set yourself a little goal or intention in that area, you know, to fuel your soul more this summer? One of my favorite books, certainly in the area of creativity, is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, a very famous book. And originally it was developed to help maybe writers uncover creative blocks. But of course, it's a lot wider than that. And we can look at this from, you know, connecting with our creativity ourselves in whatever way we exercise it, or really as a way to connecting with ourselves again and fueling our own souls. So one of the things I particularly like to do over the summer months is to have a little artist's date with myself. One of the concepts that's at the heart of Julia Cameron's book. You know, and the artist's date is a day where you plan in advance and you fill it with stimulating and enjoyable pursuits. Now, I often think with this one, the byproduct might be enhanced creativity or how would you say it, ideas are flowing, etc. But for me, they're just like mini holidays. And when better than over the summer to have a little mini holiday? And whilst, of course, you could do one of these at the weekend, for me, I like to do it during the week, which makes it feel like a day off more so, or playing hooky, as it were. But it's something that I try to do at least once over the summer months. I remember years ago, I used to do it maybe once every 2 months or so. So over the year, I'd have about six of them. And one of my favourite places to go to was the Modern Art Museum in Kilmainham, and I haven't been there for a while, so that's earmarked for this summer. And I might then arrange to meet a friend for lunch or to have a massage or something in the afternoon. So it's a day that I fill with enjoyable pursuits for myself, and it's really a way of fueling my soul for sure. So it's a condensed version of it, as it were. You know, and there's that old phrase of, you know, we know we should put our own oxygen masks on first and be gentler with ourselves and be our own best friends. But this whole idea of fueling your soul and having a day or a date with yourself is a practical way of fostering well-being, as I would see it. And of course, if that first date goes well, you might arrange a second one. I don't know, a dinner and a movie. So just something else to contemplate. Before I share the final tip for being a better you this summer, I just want to take a quick moment to thank you for tuning in. I know I have some regular podcast listeners and subscribers, and they've sent me the odd note and written the odd review, which has been fantastic. I think we're up to 14 five-star reviews, which has blown me away. And we're approaching, I think, is it 800 downloads, which is really fantastic. And it encourages me to keep going with these weekly podcasts. And rest assured, there is many, many topics lined up. We're reaching the midpoint of the year, so there's going to be a mid-year review soon episode. And also one about my books, because I want to do one about favourite books of mine, particularly coming into the summer, whereas if you're looking for a good read by the swimming pool, or just something that gives you maybe food for thought. Some of my favourite spiritual personal development type books I'm going to be speaking about in an upcoming episode as well. So a quick thank you in the middle of this week's podcast. Now, we all know the concept of a bucket list, you know, all of those things you want to do or experience before we kick the bucket. I have a lengthy one, I have to say, and I need to dust it down because I haven't really ticked that off it in a while. But one of the things I tend to do over the summer is have a little mini bucket list. It's like, you know, summer 2019 bucket list. And we don't need to be too, how would I say, stringent with this or too robotic with it. But there might be just three or four things that you would like to do, have complete experience over the summer months. And, you know, with any goal setting exercise, it's important to ink it, not just think it, you know, so we get it out of our heads and then it becomes real, you know, it's something that we can look at. You know, for many people, of course, losing weight or getting that beach body is many people's lip service goal for the summer. You know, and of course, whilst health and fitness and general wellness is always important, you know, maybe we can be a little bit more specific in that area. Or, you know, I'm a great fan as well of ensuring that any goals or objectives we have a big element of fun attached to them, not just in the completion of them, but in the working towards them. You know, and one of the things for me at the minute is about getting back into health and fitness, because a few health challenges this year have hindered my ability to get to a gym or to do regular yoga. But when I was reflecting on all of that, you know, of course, we can lose weight emotionally as well. It's not just, you know, the physical weight. It can be the emotional weight of dropping baggage or limiting beliefs or judgments or self-criticisms. And that's a noble weight loss goal, I think, for the summer months. So as I say, you may have a bucket list already, a written or maybe it's mental list of everything you'd like to do or experience. But brainstorming the mini bucket list for the summer is an interesting topic, or it should be a fun exercise. You know, so we'll all speak about adjusting our work-life balance, a topic I spoke about a few weeks ago, you know, and equally, we know that in the absence of perhaps some planned personal activities, work will tend to fill the vacuum. So a little bit of planning is required here. And that always reminds me of that great quote by Robin Sharma. I mentioned him earlier in his latest book, The 5 AM Club. But one of his quotes that I particularly like is, "Let organization and planning be your springboard and let fun and spontaneity be the splash." So maybe this summer, make a list of places that you'd like to visit or people you'd like to connect with or reconnect with, and some experiences you wish to savor. And with that in mind, here's just a few questions to stimulate your thinking in this area. You know, what would be fun and exciting to do this summer? Or if you had a theme for summer 2019, what might that be? What might simply bring you more joy this summer? Because, you know, ultimately, that's what it's about, more joy and fulfillment anyway. What treat could you allow yourself to experience this summer? Now, that's one I could certainly answer. And what's been calling you for a while? And maybe what steps could you take to pursue that this summer? So just a few questions to stimulate your thinking, because as I always say, you know, you're the expert in being you. And sometimes my podcasts or other external resources, all they can do is maybe offer you a prompt to connect with your own wisdom. And that's why those few questions I hope you find useful. I've one or two quotes or further concepts to close with this week. But before I do, let's just do a quick little recap on some ideas, some thoughts that you might find useful in terms of leaning into being a better you this summer. There's that idea about getting up that little bit earlier, you know, to maximize the brighter mornings and to see it as some precious me time. You know, identifying some ways that you can fuel your soul, some of those simple pleasures in life. Or maybe you'll take that one step further and have a little artist's date with yourself. You know, one of those days where you line up different activities that will bring you enjoyment and pleasure. Then there's that idea of having a little bucket list just for this summer as well. So a few little simple strategies, but ones that perhaps will allow us to, to evolve into more of ourselves, particularly around emotional success. So a favorite quote of mine, I came across this, I think it was on a greeting card not too long ago. Life is not measured by the number of breaths you take, but by the moments that take your breath away. That's a good one. I don't know the source of that quote, but as with all good quotes, of course, it's a little gem of wisdom. So this summer, maybe, you know, think about how you can lay the groundwork for moments that might take your breath away, you know, memories that could nourish us for years and years. It's always what remembering, of course, with bucket lists or any general goal setting, that it's not about the goal itself, but it's who we become in the process of moving towards it. You know, this quote, and I'm paraphrasing the coach and author here, Michael Neal, sums that concept up best when it says the real purpose of a goal is to fall more deeply in love with ourselves and with life. And perhaps that's what this summer could be about. It certainly is for me, just to fall a little bit more in love with myself and with life. Because we know, you know, the daily routines and the pressures of life often mean that we go through each day on autopilot, juggling to-do lists along with a mobile phone and a watch. But this summer, when nature is at its vibrant best, perhaps we need to give ourselves permission to break out of those normal routines, to bloom and to be the best of ourselves. So I hope you found this week's episode of worthwhile. And until next time.